But I also think that we have the gifts of the order itself, and I think that we can have a greater impact on society if we work together and use what we have in common, the gifts of the order. And what I suggest the gifts of the order are the five pillars. So that's what I'm going to talk about, is the five pillars. So does everyone remember the five pillars? Does anyone remember the five pillars? A talk given in 1991 that we all used to study from Mitra Study.
Cool.
Are they? Well, then they must be true. The five pillars of the FWBO. Yeah, so in 1991, Banti gave a talk called The Five Pillars of the FWBO, in which he drew out five fundamental things that lie at the heart of our movement. And I think they're not just pillars, but they're also our gifts. So I don't have time to go into them in enormous depth, but I just wanted to go through each one and say how I think they can influence the attitudes of society, the marginalised and those who long for a higher human life. So the first one are ideas. So not just complex intellectual ideas, but simple ideas that make a real difference to people's lives. And Banti makes the point when he gave that lecture that ideas can set people free. I certainly found that myself. I sometimes give the story of reading Introducing Buddhism on the top of the number 37 going down Effa Road. Actually, I went there last week with my parents. I told them they had to go do a pilgrimage to Effa Road. I think they got the point, but I'm not quite sure. Anyway, so yes, and I read this Introducing Buddhism. And I stood up on that bus and I said, this is it. And it was like something in me had just been completely set free. Here was a young woman who longed for a higher human life, who longed for deeper values than I was currently presented with. And here they were. And it was the three Lakshanas. And when I was doing the beginner's course at Sheffield Buddhist Centre, on the first evening we would present three simple ideas. And those simple ideas were, we can change, happiness comes from the inside, and happiness comes from cultivating connection with each other. We can change, happiness comes from the inside, happiness comes from cultivating connection with each other. And I think that's quite interesting and quite typical in a way of the Tree Ratna Buddhist Order, because that's a basic Buddhist teaching. It's the three Lakshanas. So we're using ideas common to all Buddhist schools, common to the Buddhist tradition as a whole, but we're using it in a particularly with a particular kind of Tree Ratna emphasis or expression. And I think one of the things that Banti's done for us is he doesn't see conditionality purely in terms of the negative expression, you know, from the ceasing of this, that ceases. But he uses positive trends within conditionality to encourage the individual to grow, to encourage the individual to come together with others and bring about positive changes. So we have that kind of language in the Tree Ratna Buddhist community, and I don't think we necessarily know how special it is. When I was at school, someone from the Wimbledon Vihara came to give a talk, and the first thing he said to us, he says, all life is suffering. Now, you try and say that to a group of 16-year-old girls. And also, I used to take quite a lot of recreational drugs at that time. And I quite thought, well, maybe you just haven't tried the right substances. My notions of happiness have changed, I'd like to say. But, you know, it was all so kind of negative and suffering, all life is suffering, and it's caused by craving, but craving can cease. And I remember going out with all my little druggy mates who were sitting at the back, you know, and going, God, that was really boring, wasn't it? So hopefully we wouldn't have that from our order. But what we've got, which we put a lot of emphasis on, and I think it's a particular Tree Ratna emphasis, is we've got the 12 positive nidanas. Unfolding positive mental states, joy and bliss and rapture, unfolding positive mental states that lead the individual to grow and develop into a very, very beautiful vision. We also have a very strong emphasis on the four Sangraha Vastus. So Munisha told me about this, and she said, Google Sangha Vastus, and I Googled Sangha Vastus, and what I noticed is that it was only the Tree Ratna Buddhist order that really had said anything about the Sangha Vastus. And I think it's because we have put so much emphasis on the practice of gathering a community. So we have these emphasis that the positive path and practicing together to build a community. And these two things work directly on the views that there are no higher values than consuming, because it shows you a positive path that's based on unfolding positive mental states. And it also works against the view that we are isolated, because it shows you how to bring a community into being that's based on more than just getting more stuff and unhealthy competition. So Buddhism, the Tree Ratna Buddhist order also takes Buddhist ideas and brings them to secular context to reach people who wouldn't necessarily come to learn about Buddhism. And of course, Breathworks is the outstanding example of this. Breathworks uses very, very simple teachings like the two arrows, and don't drown or identify with negative emotions, but don't block them either. So very, very simple ideas on mindfulness, but they're radical. They change people's lives. And it's not that the Tree Ratna Buddhist Order has the monopoly on those teachings, but I do think the Tree Ratna Buddhist Order has a very clear grasp of the Dharma as principle and can relate it to the modern situation very, very effectively.